Welcome to Hacking Your Leadership. I'm Chris.
And I'm Lorenzo.
And welcome to this week's Thoughtful Thursday. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Hacking Your Leadership and leave us a review on iTunes. For this Thoughtful Thursday, I want to kind of admit something that I haven't really said publicly before. You know, some people sing in the shower. I don't sing in the shower. I have debates with myself on issues or things that are going on in life where I argue both sides against each other until one side wins. And I've always loved doing this. And I love doing this because I think the idea of challenging really any viewpoint that you have is a good thing, because one of two things will happen. Either you'll be able to put down the bag of bricks that is this thing you've thought for the longest time and that doesn't hold up anymore, or you will feel, you know, even more secure in whatever belief it was that you had. But either is good as long as you are legitimately challenging that. And, you know, one of the reasons I left a lot of social media many, many years ago is because of the lack of that. I felt like I was being fed things by the algorithm or by the people that I was surrounding myself with that kind of led to just kind of, you know, reinforcing something that I already believed as opposed to challenging me or telling me why something I believed was not correct. And I like it better when I feel challenged. And the reason why I think this is important to remember as leaders is that, you know, we consume a lot of content as leaders. You know, for this podcast especially, we look at articles that talk about different leadership theories, different leadership styles, different ways of doing things, the ways in which leaders lead their people. And some of those things, I can read a headline and think, oh, that works. That's amazing. I love that. And then I can also read another headline and think, that is terrible. That's not going to work. But they both make me want to read the article. You know, and I think that's a healthy thing. Whereas in a lot of people's lives, in a lot of situations, we would read a headline that we disagree with, and we wouldn't take the time to read the article. We wouldn't take the time to read anything further because the headline turns us off for whatever reason. And so I think this is important to remember, because when it comes to leadership, you have to lead your people regardless of who they are or how they act or the types of people they are, even if they are different than you. And you know, we can choose who we surround ourselves with in terms of our friends and in our personal lives. We can't always choose who we surround ourselves with when it comes to work. And so what are your thoughts about this?
Yeah, no, I'm glad that we're talking about it because it's so true. It's like, and I love that you kind of, you know, pointed out the fact that like we are most tempted to want to read the articles where we're like, oh, no way. No way. Like I got to what is this person talking about? And then we started with this kind of already position of we don't agree. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to go at it. But as leaders, like our responsibility to inspire, motivate, develop people and to understand, if we're going to talk about inclusion, that means everybody. And that means that we have to be in a space where even if we don't necessarily see the world the same, which is perfectly fine, we have an obligation and a responsibility to help people if you are their leader and to help them get better at what it is that they're responsible for and to do your part. To make sure that you're building a connection that can be productive and positive at work. And so if we're training our brain to either only look at the things that are going to, you know, validate what we already feel, or if we're training our brain to debate and to be defensive on things that are against what we think, then we would expect that would show up exactly when it comes to people. And when it comes to perspectives, and when it comes to conversations, and when it comes to people sharing their experience of the world or how they see the world. And so, yeah, I think it's something that I have to challenge myself to do is there's been many times where I start reading an article and I'm just like, oh, this is ridiculous. I'm out. And then I have to go, well, wait a minute. Like, let me just read it. Like, I don't have to agree with it. I can still think it's ridiculous when I get to the end of it. But let me read the whole thing to understand at least a little bit more. Before I just write it off and kind of go forward, because there might be something in there. There might be something in there that causes me to take a pause or to consider myself or to think about the thing a little bit differently or from a different perspective. And I'm okay with that. Like I'm okay to learn. I'm okay to in your way like challenge myself and debate myself to figure out like where do I actually stand with this. And that's so important, because I think that I guess my thought from a cultural standpoint, and when you think about things like diversity and inclusion and equity, is that we don't have to agree on everything, but we have to be respectful of one another in that space. We have to respect that people are going to have different opinions and different thoughts than we do. And that's okay. Like, it's okay for people to have a different thought. And as long as we're respectful about it, then we can move forward. And I don't expect everybody to agree on every single thing. But it's really hard to kind of live that life and be in that space if you're not checking yourself, if you're not taking the time to educate yourself, learn about things, go deeper than just the headline. You're really limiting your exposure to maybe ideas or perspectives that are different than yours. And that makes it really difficult when you're sitting across the table from someone or you're trying to connect with someone to help them with their job.
Oh, that's so true. I think that why this is important to remember is that when we don't kind of flex this muscle in our personal lives, it shows up in our leadership lives. So because it's so easy to just write somebody off, because it's so easy to just say, this is wrong, this person is wrong, I disagree with them, I'm not going to make an effort to figure out why they believe what they believe. I'm not going to make an effort to value the relationship or the potential of the relationship because I disagree with this thing, so therefore I write the person off. That is so prevalent in today's society that I think it makes people worse leaders because you don't have the ability to do that when it comes to leading people. You're not allowed to. You have to lead your team of people, whoever they are. And the part of the practice for doing that is surrounding yourself with people at times who don't think the same way you do, who don't subscribe to the same ideas that you subscribe to, and figuring out a way to have a relationship with them. And so what I want to ask you, Lorenzo, is tell me about a time in your leadership career where you had to intentionally make efforts to have a relationship with a person because you were their leader when everything about them and everything about you was just like oil and vinegar, where you just didn't mesh, but because you were their leader, you had to kind of push through it, but it worked out okay on the other side. So I want to ask you that, but first I'm going to give a word for one of our sponsors. All right, so tell me about a time when you had to get through something like this with a person who reported up to you because you really had no choice, but it worked out okay.
Well, that's the tough one, is the definition of worked out okay.
Worked out okay, meaning yes. It was a civilized relationship where you both ended up still in within the organization.
Okay. Well, it's always a lesson in patience and some elements of giving people grace and just the realization that people experience the world in very, very, very different ways. I will start with saying that I subscribe to what you said a long time ago on the show, probably within our first year, maybe within the first 10 episodes, where like if I saw the person at the supermarket, I would go down the other aisle. Yes, yes, 100%. Yes,
yes.
Which is still, it cracks me up to this day because it's so damn true. But this is where I think finding any connection point, I think, is critical to figuring this out. And there are things that with people that, again, experience the world differently, see the world differently, and maybe express themselves differently than I would. Sitting down to just simply find a connection point, to just being able to have dialogue about, finding the one thing. What's the one thing that I can relate to you on? And that will be the one thing that we will talk about outside of whatever the work conversations that we have to have. Honestly, like that's kind of how I feel about it. Is like it's as a leader, and it depends upon the team sizes that you have and the people that you lead and that type of thing. In most instances, in my experience, I've had enough responsibility where I can limit my exposure and time with those individuals where it is really about just the work. Or maybe about the thing. And again, it's people are human. People have emotions. People have things that happen to them in life. So this is not about like lacking empathy for them or not providing them the same level of care and opportunity that others have, but also knowing that on the human level, sometimes being smart enough to realize that if it's not there, it's not there. And if more time together In life in general, in relationships in general. If it's toxic, it's toxic. You have to know that it's toxic. And so you have to expose yourself to as little as possible or the minimum needed to make sure that there is a decent working relationship. But also, if I see you at the supermarket, I'll go the other aisle.
Yeah. I'm reminded of something that I heard. You know, I used to watch the TV show The Walking Dead, and I haven't seen it in a while, but there's a quote that one of the characters says that was, I think, is really profound, and I'm sure it's been said other places too. It's that nobody thinks that they're the bad guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to situations like this, I think the most important thing is to enter the situation understanding that the person you're talking to doesn't believe that they're the bad guy. They believe that you are, right? If you think if you're seeing this kind of oil and vinegar situation, so are they. They're not thinking everything's hunky-dory and you're the one who's thinking there's a problem. Usually if it's not just one side, it's both ways. And if you're thinking you're right in your beliefs and they're the one who is completely off their rocker, they're thinking the exact same thing. Well, then what makes you right? Right? What makes you right? What makes them right? Well, just their own experience. Their own experience makes them right, and your own experience makes you right. And there's nothing that is more validating about your experience than their experience. It's how they became who they are and how you became who you are. And so it doesn't mean you have to change your experiences or try to, you know, change your beliefs and say, oh, this person's beliefs need to overpower mine and I need to change the way I think. No, that's not at all. If you're positive in the way you believe and think and feel and your values, whatever that is, you go to it. You hold to that. That's important to you. But to approach the situation and to approach the relationship and the conversations with just the belief that they don't believe they're the bad guy. They're not trying to be, you know, they're not trying to increase the animosity. They're not trying to make things worse. They believe that their way of thinking is the right way of thinking. And if you can just approach the situation in that way, whether you're talking to a person or reading an article, I think you can, you're more likely to lead with the type of mindset that says, I'm open-minded to other things, even if it means that those things that come in just make me more sure of my viewpoints.
Absolutely. And with that, it brings us to the end of this episode. This is Hacking Your Leadership, a Spreaker Prime podcast. I'm Lorenzo.
And I'm Chris.
And have a great day.